Chapter 1. I have a secret. Not the kind of secret like I have about our neighbor, Mrs. Higginlooper. I saw her once in the parking lot at Costco, in the way back by the dumpsters. I swear I saw her kissing a man in a blue striped shirt, and he wasn't Mr. Higginlooper. And not a secret like Jenny Chow wrote nasty things on the wall in the bathroom at school with the edge of a fingernail file. This secret is about me. I'm afraid of things. All kinds of people are afraid of spiders and snakes, so it's okay that I'm totally and completely freaked out about those. And some people are afraid to fly or go to movies with skulls on the posters. That's all considered normal. I've got bigger problems. I'm sort of afraid of everything. Clowns, big trees, any room that's dark. Thunder, firecrackers, cats, motorcycles, bees, snowballs, most knives, some forks, car wash places, elevators, hamsters, the guys behind the sushi counter who yell when you come in, certain shades of purple, alleys, sprinkler heads, any dog bigger than a cat, and I already explained about the cats. Men in beards, men in mustaches, blood, ketchup, because it looks like blood, and most kinds of cheese. That's just my starter list. I think you get the picture. It's hard being completely and totally terrorized by a package of string cheese. But think about this. On top of everything, I've got to hide my fears. I've got to hide the fact that twice a day the hair is standing up on my arms and I feel like running from the room screaming. I've got to pretend to be normal. It's a big, big struggle. No wonder I'm tired all the time. That's why my friend Courtney is so important. She's known me since kindergarten, when I refused to sit by the window. I'm uncomfortable with most heating units, and there was an old radiator there. I moved to the seat next to her, and that's when we met. She's the kind of person who collects squirrels and baby birds when they fall out of trees. She'll feed them sugar water with eyedroppers in old shoeboxes stuffed with cotton balls. And her squirrels and baby birds live. Did I mention that I'm afraid of squirrels? Courtney's mother is a pediatric oncologist, which means she treats kids with cancer. She also has two big brothers, so they're as tough as nails in that house. Her dad works at an advertising agency doing I don't know what. Courtney says he really always wanted to be a rock star. He doesn't look like he could ever be a rock star. He looks like a guy losing his hair who's kind of worried a lot. So starting in kindergarten, Courtney took me in like one of her stray cats. Did I mention she feeds six cats every day in the alley behind her house? The Bilsessers have two dogs and three parakeets that live inside. The reason Courtney and I are best friends and closer than sisters is simple. When I tell her stuff like the aspen trees have eyes in their bark and are staring at me, she thinks I'm being funny. She doesn't believe I really mean it. She just smiles and gives me a little shove. I'm literally trying to keep from jumping out of my own skin, and she's giggling. You gotta love her for that. I do. So Courtney Bilsesser is kind of my anchor to anything that's normal. I live with my grandma, whose name is Renetta Bertha Bechdel. My name is Sasha Bechdel Lewis. I'm glad I got Bechdel and not the Renetta or the Bertha part. Sasha is crazy enough. I call my grandma Nammy. I guess it's because when I was little, I couldn't grit my teeth or something. Sometimes I call her Mom, but I think she likes the Nammy thing. We both know she's really my mom without me saying it. My real father was kind of a no-show from the get-go, as Nammy says. And my real mom was never a good driver, even though the accident was technically not her fault. So that's left me with Nammy. There are worse places to be left, believe me. And I know. So it's me and the lady who loves the Weather Channel, anything with butterscotch, and crossword puzzles. Courtney says that Nammy is like a cat that was declawed. She doesn't feel comfortable going outdoors because she doesn't have any defenses. Little does she know, I'm worse than the declawed cat. I only go out because the law says kids have to go to middle school. If they didn't, I'd be parked in front of the TV with Nami. We'd pick sunflower seed shells out of our teeth and drink diet soda.